At a recent seminar sponsored by the Madison International Trade Association, attorney Linda Clifford told a room full of business executives how difficult it's become to hire highly qualified employees from overseas.
You might have to prove that this PhD scientist really is at the top 5% of his or her field. And that's going to require letters from all over the world, copies of books, copies of patents, an explanation of why this person really is extraordinary.
The legal obstacles to hiring a foreign employee are designed to protect high-tech jobs for American workers, but Clifford says the quota system often leads to long delays that can prevent a company from moving ahead with a crucial project.
If you are an Indian national with a PhD in research engineering who knows the secret to separating oil out of the Gulf, you know, something really special, this person cannot apply for a visa unless his application had been started in October of 2001.
In some cases, such delays have increased because of the new approvals required by the Department of Homeland Security. Jill Lightson handles international hiring for Kuhn Corporation, a French-owned company in Broadhead, Wisconsin, that makes high-tech agricultural equipment.
I don't know if it's based on the current state of the economy and the labor market, but we had our first denial in 20 years in January of this year.
There's growing pressure from some businesses to make it easier to hire foreign employees because they say there often just isn't a qualified U.S. citizen who can do the work they need. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.